Hello, my name is Ethan Sellers, and I'm here with the mountaineer Dave Carter. He has climbed Mount Everest and has had many fascinating and life-changing experiences on the mountain. Today, we will be talking about his experiences in Nepal. So, how did you, a person born and raised in Indiana, get into high-altitude climbing?
Well, I'm from Indianapolis. I've lived here all my life. And when I was a little kid, we used to go out west for vacations, like to Mount Rainier National Park in Washington State. And the first time I saw Rainier, I was 14, and I asked my dad if we could climb Rainier the next year. And I climbed Rainier with my dad when I was 15 years old in 1979. And that's kind of how I became kind of infatuated with mountain climbing.
How many times have you been to Nepal?
I've been to Nepal 11 times. The first time I was in Nepal was in 1991. I was a member of an expedition to try to climb Mount Everest in 91, and I did not get to the summit in 91. I got to around 25,000 feet, and then after that climb, I kind of fell in love with the country, and I've been there 11 times.
Wow. How did you train to climb Everest?
Training to climb Everest, you know, I've kind of trained almost all my life for the climbing of Everest, and the best training, obviously, is just mountain climbing and doing it as much as you can. But when I was training for the 1997 climb that I summited on, I would do a lot of spinning. I would do a lot of running, Stairmaster, and a lot of weights. I would work out maybe between 1 hour a day to all the way up to like 4 to 5 hours a day, depending on what my training schedule was like. So I was in pretty decent shape.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe your experiences on your first trip to Everest?
The first trip to Everest in 1991, when I saw the mountain for the first time, I was extremely intimidated. And it's a big mountain. It's a very dangerous mountain. And in 1991, all I could think about was do not get killed.
So speaking of killing, I saw the YouTube video of where you almost died. Can you describe that moment?
Yes. The video you're talking about is the Nova film called Everest, The Death Zone. And when after I summited, coming down from the summit, I had a issue with a bunch of phlegm in my throat and I could not spit it out. And on the way down, about 8 o'clock in the evening, I went into respiratory arrest because of the blockage in my throat, and my climbing partner, Ed Viesters, had to give me the Heimlich maneuver on and off throughout the evening to try to clear out my throat. And finally, around 1 a.m., we were able to get the blockage out of my throat, and it's quite an experience.
Did you summit on that trip?
I did summit in the 97 climb. I summited on May 23rd at 7:10 a.m., I'd been on the mountain for a couple months, and I was lucky enough to get to the top, and I was lucky enough to get back down in one piece.
How much of a role do Sherpas play in the climbing?
Sherpas play an extraordinarily important role in climbing any mountains in the Himalayas. For somebody like myself, I would not have been able to summit without Sherpa support. It would have been impossible for me. Sherpas are great people. They're extremely strong at altitude. They know the mountain. They're just the type of people you need when things are really hard. Bottom line is I couldn't have climbed Everest without Sherpa support.
What do you think of the Nepalese people?
The Nepalese people are extremely friendly. They're hard workers. They're trustworthy. And they're great people. They're extremely poor. They live under harsh conditions in Nepal, and they're very smart. And we need to do everything we can to help them out recover from this earthquake.
So I read the article written by Indy Star and learned that you climbed to base camp when the 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit. What was that like?
On April 25th, we were in a valley very close to Everest Base Camp at 11:55 a.m., and the earthquake hit. The ground moved around 24 inches either way, and it probably went up and down around 6 inches to 12 inches for about a minute. And at first we didn't know what was going on. And then after about 10 seconds, we all realized we were in a major earthquake. And we heard a lot of avalanches and landslides. And luckily we were in a very safe place to be for an earthquake. We were right in the middle of a valley. And it was scary.
What does it feel like when you climb in high altitudes?
Climbing at high altitude it's hard, especially as your body acclimates. You have to go slow. You breathe a lot of cold, dry air, so you cough a lot. Your heart rate is elevated. You're burning a lot more calories than you normally would at sea level. And you got to be in really decent shape, especially from a cardiovascular standpoint, and you have to be more of an endurance athlete for these climbs. So you move slowly, and you just kind of monitor your heart rate, and you breathe a lot more.
Okay. What have you been doing to help Nepal after the earthquake?
Well, after the earthquake, we started a Nepal Relief Fund through the Central Indiana Community Foundation. And we are taking donations for this fund. It's called the Nepal Relief Fund. And if you want to mail any type of donation in, the address is 615 North Alabama Street in Indianapolis, 46209. And that's for the Central Indiana Community Foundation. And on your check, write for the Nepal Relief Fund. And that money will go directly to building schools and helping out building houses also and water projects in Nepal.
Is there any other way people can help get involved?
The best way is to do your research and send money to people that are already in the country that understand Nepal and kind of understand how to get around the political system. And there are really good people in Nepal right now doing rebuilding projects. And that's the best way. But the other way is just to travel to Nepal and learn about the country. It's a great place to go and hike around. Anybody can trek into Everest Base Camp. And once you do it, you'll fall in love with the country.
Thank you. Is there anything else you have to add?
No, that's great. I appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave Carter. If you'd like to find out more about this, please visit nepalrelief@indy@gmail.com. This has been Ethan Sellers for WHJE with the News Department. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.